This is the fourth module, fourth step, fourth day, day 22. Down in Charlotte, North Carolina, there was a little girl, her name was Hope. And she came to the Make-A-Wish board. And she sat in front of them. And she said, this board grants wishes. And they said, yes, we do. She said, so if I ask for anything, she sat there with not a hair on her head, facing this panel. If I ask for anything I want, you'll give it to me. I said, well, we'll try. That's what our goal is. That's our mission. She said, okay, here comes. I want to grant wishes. He said, what? She said, I want to grant wishes. I want to do what you're doing. I want to go out and make someone else happy. I can't think of a greater wish for me. So the committee said, well, it's a different request. Let us talk and see what we could do. They came back to her and said, okay. Now, the little girl spent the rest of her life, she didn't have a whole lot of life left, granting other children wishes and making them happy. Here's the question. How do you think the rest of her life went? All right, let's bring it to application. If you spent the rest of your life doing that, how would it go? What exactly would happen to the rest of your life? And how do you think you would get to the end of it and evaluate it if you did what she did? In England, there was a man and a wife, and she gave birth to their son. Shortly after birth to the son, the mother picked up a disease and she passed away. So now it was just the man and his son. He was a very successful businessman. The son lived 11 years. And then he got the same disease and he passed away. This very wealthy businessman spent the rest of his life collecting art. He had a lot of money and he had some life left, so he ended up with a lot of art until finally he passed away. And they had an auction. This is the largest single art auction ever, after he passed away, to somehow settle the estate. People came from all around the world for the auction. So the auctioneer stood at the front podium. An attorney put a document in front of the auctioneer. There was millions and millions and millions of dollars of art all around the room. People wanted this art. So the auctioneer started and he said, before I get to all this art worth millions and millions of dollars, there is one painting. I wouldn't necessarily call it art. Of the boy. Of the son. And do I have any bids? Before we get to any of the art, one man up front bid a little bit of money for that picture. A painting of the son. As soon as that happened, the auctioneer brought down the gavel and said, auction is over. Because according to this document I have in front of me, whoever bought that picture, the rest of this art, all of it, is to go to the person who bought the picture of the son. You are a millionaire. You own it all. So they go to the man that bought the picture of the son. And they said, what did you know that we didn't know? You became a millionaire for just a few dollars. You bought that painting and everything came. He said, I was the butler. I came here for just that picture of the boy. I raised him. I love him. That's all I really wanted. And all the rest came tumbling down. If you are a financial advisor, just go love the family. Go love the people. It will come. That's what's in the story. If you're a football coach, just go love your players. Everything else will come tumbling down. If you are a school teacher, if you're a parent, just go love them. Go give, and it will all come back to you.